Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray, my favorite blues man, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Keita Spock's our guest. She's got a very important telesummit going on right now, all about happiness and success, the two that are mutually inclusive. One, you can't really, in my opinion, you can't have one without the other. You can be happy maybe without the classic success, but I don't think you can be truly successful in life if you're not happy, at least not the way I define it. Keita, thanks again for hanging out with us. Keita Spock, folks, the author of The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. Keita, we need to tell people how they can find out how to connect to your summit, your telesummit.
Yeah, we got so wrapped up into zest and leadership.
I know.
Anyway, it's real simple. It's basically going to this website, successforyou.com.
Happiness and success for you.com.
All
right.
That's it. They go there, they register, and then they get all their announcements. And on the announcements are the experts, their topic, mm-hmm. The phone information, access, login, everything. So let's talk about
this happiness success formula. Is there a formula?
Yeah. Well, do you notice which word is coming first, Jim?
Yeah.
Happiness.
That's not an accident, right? That wasn't a random
accident. No, it's not an accident at all. In fact, I agree with you, Jim, that you cannot have success without being happy.
Some people think that they are. They think they're successful, and if you're financially successful, then in that narrow definition, then okay, you're successful. But all of that, you don't live in your own little petri dish. You don't live in your own little test tube, right? You live in the world. You're around other people. You live your life. And I'll tell you, Keita, I've lived long enough now that I have seen people live their entire lives for themselves. And in the process, they become extremely, unbelievably mega successful. And when they hit about 60, I'm seeing this time and time again, when they hit about 60, they start looking for something. Sometimes, Keita, they don't even know what they're looking for. They just know that there's something missing. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, as you've,
they're looking for meaning. They're looking for meaning is what they're looking for.
Yeah, because the thing is, the type of success that you just described there is that narrow success.
It's hollow and shallow and empty.
Yeah, and then when the 60-year-old looks inside themselves, they have nothing there. There's been nothing cultivated.
Yeah.
And if that's the reason, when I talk about happiness as being a precursor to success, as we have said time and time again on your show, happiness comes from within. There has to be an internal state of fulfillment and contentment. And from that permeates everything else, including material success.
Mm-hmm.
And a successful business and a happy family and good friends.
So what would you say to someone if they said, okay, Keita, look, I'm successful, I've got financial success, I've got stuff, I've got friends, I've got some level of notoriety, et cetera, et cetera. How do I start? If I'm feeling like I need meaning, how do I start? What's the first step towards accomplishing your formula, Keita, from that standpoint?
Two things, actually. First thing, starting to say thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Being grateful.
Be grateful. That's huge.
Be grateful. In other words, start a gratitude journal. Think about the things you are thankful for. Wake up in the morning before you go to bed.
How about try to recognize and identify the things that you have that you couldn't have had without other people?
Exactly. In other words, any form of saying you've three things that you're thankful for even being alive. In other words, as soon as that train of thought begins, then you are becoming aware. It's that awareness raising. The second thing, after the gratitude, because you're now thankful, you are then ready to help others. Volunteering, helping others, an act of kindness.
Again, huge. This is the agape love I was talking about.
Yeah.
And if you really want to, if you really want to knock this out of the park, the help part, the agape love, if you really want to knock it out of a park, out of the park, and get the most for the bang for the buck, so to speak, whatever you do, don't tell anybody you did it.
Yeah.
Do something really big and outrageous, and nobody can know. How about that, Keita?
That's great, because it's like you're carrying a secret, but this secret is so wonderful.
Yes.
So happy.
And you own it.
That it fills your heart.
It's enough for you alone to know that you blessed other people's lives.
Exactly.
All right, the third one.
The third one, well, actually, if you do those two, and the third one is self-acceptance and self-love. You can be successful, and there's a big difference here, Jim, but you could loathe yourself as a human being.
I see that.
The self-acceptance of everything, warts and all, of who you are as a human being, is absolutely essential, because, in essence, before you can love and help others, you need to love yourself.
Absolutely. Keita, this has been great. I've enjoyed this. Give us the website again. Tell them how they can tune into your telesummit.
The website, happinessandsuccessforyou.com.
Happinessandsuccessforyou.com. Go ahead.
That's it. That's the website for the telesummit.
Good job, Keita. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.